F. When is parental consent needed? 1. Initial evaluations. 34. Code of Federal Regulations 300.300. A. General Rule. Consent for initial evaluation. Your local education agency cannot conduct an initial evaluation of your child to determine whether your child is eligible under Part B of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act to receive special education and related services without first providing you with prior written notice of the proposed action and without obtaining your consent as described under the heading Parental Consent. Your local education agency must make reasonable efforts to obtain your informed consent for an initial evaluation to decide whether your child is a child with a disability. Your consent for initial evaluation does not mean that you have also given your consent for the local education agency to start providing special education and related services to your child. If your child is enrolled in public school, or you are seeking to enroll your child in a public school, and you have refused to provide consent or failed to respond to a request to provide consent for an initial evaluation, your local education agency may, but is not required to, seek to conduct an initial evaluation of your child by utilizing the Act's mediation or due process complaint, resolution meeting, and impartial due process hearing procedures. Your local education agency will not violate its obligations to locate, identify, and evaluate your child if it does not pursue an evaluation of your child in these circumstances. B. Special rules for initial evaluation of wards of the state. Under Pennsylvania law, if a child is designated a ward of the state, the whereabouts of the parent are not known, or the rights of the parent have been terminated in accordance with state law. Therefore, someone other than the parent has been designated to make educational decisions for the child. Consent for an initial evaluation should, therefore, be obtained from the individual so designated. Ward of the state, as used in the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, encompasses two other categories so as to include a child who is, 1, a foster child who does not have a foster parent, 2, considered a ward of the state under state law, or 3, in the custody of a public child welfare agency.